North Carolina's rural counties are not seeing the same economic recovery the Triangle, Triad, and the Charlotte regions are enjoying. Rural unemployment, poverty, and high school dropout rates are higher. Over the next few months, WUNC will examine Vance County schools and what's being done to prepare students for a changing workplace in our series Perils and Promise, Educating North Carolina's Rural Students. Reporter Leonita Inge takes us to Western Vance High School near Henderson.
Western Vance High School is not your traditional high school. For many years, it used to be what some called a holding pen for bad students. But 13 years ago, that changed.
And we decided we needed to do something to give kids hope.
Eric Pierce was named the first official principal at Western Vance, the district's alternative high school, but he wasn't always at Western.
And I was one of those principals at one of those schools sending students to the alternative program, and they would stay for 6 weeks or so and come back to the regular program declared cured. And they wouldn't last 2 weeks, and they ended up dropping out of school. Well, that's not working for kids.
And it's not working for Vance County. The county is less than an hour north of the Triangle, but its makeup is worlds apart. The Public School Forum of North Carolina's latest roadmap of need ranks Vance County 93 out of 100 counties for child food insecurity. The teen pregnancy ranking is 78 out of 100 counties, and the high school graduation rate was 65% in 2014, the lowest in the state.
This is what students look like when they come in. Nice, shiny, that kind of thing. And now I'm going to show you the room next door.
Principal Eric Pierce recently retired. On this day, he's walking through Western Vance for one of the last times, smiling at students and admiring what he's helped build.
That's our premise, that you come to Western. When you come to Western, you come to graduate.
In the 13 years Pierce has led Western Vance, 578 students have graduated. And for the last few years, it has had a 100% high school graduation rate. Well, they sort of don't have a choice. Students stay here until they meet the state requirements for graduation. There are posters encouraging students to graduate all over the nearly 100-year-old building. Western Vance counselor Marsha Harris says everything is intentional.
We're trying to, you know, look at each child's individual needs and develop that child to the fullest potential that we can so that they can just go out and be successful and work and enjoy life.
I'm Anthony Jackson, superintendent of schools, Vance County Public Schools. I have been in public education for 27 years. I'm starting my 28th year.
Jackson says in order for students to find success, they will need alternative pathways.
There are some kids who shouldn't go to a traditional high school program. They can finish high school a lot faster. Why do we make them stay 4 years? There's some kids who need more time in high school. Why do we make them leave after 4 years, even when we know they're not ready?
The school district has been working for years to find success wherever they can. There's an early college program at Vance Granville Community College and newer high school programs in medicine and for future firefighters. The goal is to prepare students for work, whether they make a detour towards college or not. Tomorrow, you'll hear from students and teachers at Western Vance High School and why they're glad to get a second chance.
It seemed like teachers at the other school, they didn't really just teach, they just give us the work and say, here, do it.
It was just, I really just ain't do my work.
And so I just feel like I'm needed here.
Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.